The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I don't doubt for a second the Toronto Blue Jays are a legitimate contender for Juan Soto. I think that was par for the course after what we saw last year. They were legitimately in on Shohei Ohtani. Whether he was in on them at all, I don't know. Excuse me. He clearly wasn't on the plane to Toronto that everybody was watching, but the reporting was they offered him the same contract as the Dodgers. They were willing to go $700 million with those, with the deferred money. And I think they're desperate to make some sort of a big splash. They came out earlier in the week and talked about not moving Vladimir Guerrero and not moving Bichette and trying to run this thing back. I think they're a bunch of frauds. I've never trusted the Blue Jays. I think that the team is soft. I've been saying this for a while. I think these young, former superstars, sons, have not done the job here. This young, talented team that was supposed to be better than the Yankees at every turn and completely take over this division has completely failed on its face. But I do think they have money, and I do think they're looking for a splash. I don't know if Juan will actually consider going to Canada. And going to the Blue Jays, again, I'm not one of these people who just believe it's about every last cent. I don't. I think it's going to be a little bit about where he'd like to play, and I'd be surprised if we're really looking at anyone outside the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, but I have no doubt that the Blue Jays are a legitimate threat who will be willing to pay Juan Soto close to $700 million. I do think they are. And we'll find, I don't believe some of the other ones. I don't think Tampa Bay's in the mix. I don't think there are certain, there are about eight teams that are in it. I don't think there are eight teams in it. I do think the Dodgers probably could find a way to give him money, believe it or not. And I do think the Blue Jays are legitimate threats. But it's going to be the Yankees or the Mets. I feel pretty strongly about that. And then just to get to Aaron Boone real quick. Here's one thing I never viewed. Like, the term lame duck coach for me has always meant more in football than it has in any other sport. I don't look at Aaron Boone as a lame duck where the team doesn't have faith in him or that it signifies, like, he had an option, they picked it up. Why have options if you can't pick it up without giving a contract? Like, I think football's a little bit different because you have to establish culture in a way you, like, we all know the Yankee way, right? We've been getting on Boone, a lot of you guys have, the Yankee way and the lack of fundamentals and this and that, but this is an organization that does its things that way. He makes on-field decisions and stuff, but baseball isn't like that. You don't have to bring in another head coach and suddenly, well, he plays the 3-4 as opposed to the 4-3, and his offense is the West Coast offense. And like there is legitimate like team fundamental building about what a head coach instills in the organization. That's why for football you don't like lame duck head coaches, because yeah, it doesn't show a belief in the way of his, like, baseball's baseball. You hit the ball, you catch the ball, you pitch the ball, you run the ball, you throw the ball. Now, there's variations to that. I understand that. And pitching inside the organization, Matt Blake goes about building a pitching department and through the organization different than other pitching coaches and other teams. I get that. But for the most part, the manager manages the team and tries to get them in the right frame of mind, put them in the best position to succeed, but he's not instilling the Aaron Boone plan to baseball. I know some of you will make a laugh that he is, and that's why they've lost, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you know what I'm trying to say? He doesn't coach it a certain way. He doesn't see football a certain way. He doesn't have a certain scheme or a certain way it's played. They play baseball. I don't think it's a big deal he's a lame duck at all. I don't think it impedes his ability to do his job. I don't think it's some sort of, well, they didn't really have faith in him. I think they had an option, pick it up. Hey, one more year, get to the World Series, prove it. I like the idea that he's under the 1 year, go out there and do it again and get back to the World Series, win another division, go have a successful season. Like, I think that's ultimately good, and I don't think lame duck applies to baseball. I really don't. I never have. Lame duck is a football coaching term for me. But I understand why people will make a big deal out of it. I personally do not. I think if Aaron Boone has a successful season, they're going to continue to keep him because I think they like him. I think they believe he does a good job, and I think the players love him. But here's the one thing I'll say. If the players love him, now's the time to clean up some of the nonsense, because I don't believe Aaron Boone coaches to be poor fundamentally. I don't think Aaron Boone coaches to be a bad base running team. I don't think Aaron Boone coaches them to be bad defensively. That's on the players. Now, does he not hold them accountable enough? We could have that discussion. I know you want to. But it's on them to hold themselves accountable. And their lack of effort, or perceived lack of effort, or defense, or whatever else, base running, is what's going to get this guy fired if he does get fired. So if these players love him as much as they show you that they do, it's time to snap out of this malaise and come into this season with a bit of a fire. And I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see what happens. And he will be part of the contingent that goes speaks to Juan Soto in California, and we'll find out. And we'll continue to do that. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk to someone and go through not only Juan Soto, but some of the option B and what that money would look like and where Hal would be willing to spend up to $300 million. Because I think that's about the limit for Hal. It's the final threshold, I believe, is $304 million. You go up by, I think it's 244, and you go up by $20 million, and that final threshold is $304 million. I don't think there's any way around going beyond the first two thresholds, but I don't think he wants to go above 304, even with Juan Soto. So if Juan's, I think right now that puts them at spending roughly $50 million this year. I mean, excuse me, $70 million this year to $80 million. So if Juan Soto's going to take up 45 to 50, they're going to have $30 million to play with. And if he doesn't sign, they have $80 million to play with. But my fear is, he knows if he signs Juan Soto, he has to go above threshold number two. If he doesn't sign Juan Soto, does he feel like he has to? Are there players out there who warrant spending that much money when he could save underneath the second threshold? Like, that's what scares me. Everyone thinks, oh, we'll put all that money around. I know Hal will do it for the big star. Will Hal do it for the secondary pieces? That's the question to me. 888-808-1019. It's a little bit of baseball talk, plus the MVP race. I mean, I don't know if there's much of a race, but Juan Soto did creep into number three in the American League. He is the, and I think that's the order. I think we all understand what the order is in both of these leagues. Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to finish second in the MVP. And Juan Soto will finish third in the MVP. And then in the National League, Shohei Ohtani will win the MVP. Francisco Lindor will finish second in the MVP. And Ketel Marte will finish third in the MVP. The more interesting race is going to be Rookie of the Year in the American League, at least, because we have two guys in it, as both Luis Gil and Austin Wells, along with Kowser in Baltimore, who is probably the favorite, are up for Rookie of the Year. We'll see if the Yankees can get a victory there, but that's the baseball right now. I have no problem with Aaron Boone, and quite honestly, listening to him, I know many people don't like him, and maybe that's why I like him so much. I don't think he's the greatest manager. I don't. I think he's a solid manager. I don't think he's a game-changing manager. I don't think the Yankees, if they fire Boone and bring in someone else, I don't think they're four games better or worse. I really don't. But I like Aaron Boone, the person. I think he does a good job for the most part. Not great, but good. And I don't know what it is. I like him. People can't stand to look at his face. I like Aaron Boone. So I'm glad he's back, and I'm hopeful that he can have another good year with this team and get back to the World Series.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.